Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Speaking Facts with Angela Ames. Today's topic I would like to discuss: the WWE Superstar Shakeup that happened last night on Raw. Raw was part one. Man. We got Raw got Bobby Lashley, even though he wasn't on SmackDown or anything, but he, you know, the fact that Bobby Lashley has came back from TNA, back to Raw, back to the big stage on Raw. Oh my God. You got Bobby Roode. You got the Riot Squad, you know. You got Drew McIntyre, Drew Galloway, whatever the hell he calls himself nowadays. That headbutt that he served old boy with last night. Man. That headbutt was crucial. You got Dolph Ziggler's the show off. And, you know, a host of other people that made debuts. Or you even got people like Amber Moon that's on Raw. You got Ronda Rousey. I really would like to see what the women division is going to be like now. You got people like Ronda freaking Rousey, Amber Moon, Nia Jax. Oh my God, it's going to be epic. You know, I want to see if WWE is going to do an angle, you know, with Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley. You know, you got two big ass dudes, you know. Come on, let's do something. And Roman Reigns came out, you know, doing his normal spiel, his normal little promo, talking about, you know, how he lost at WrestleMania, but at the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship, it's going to be different. No, you're going to get your ass whooped by the Beast again. Because with all that Samoan blood raging, you know, raging in your bloodline, you're still not ready for the Beast, man. Samoa Joe came out and Samoa Joe made that clear for everybody that didn't understand. You know, so now I'm ready to see what SmackDown is going to do tonight. The first person that we know that's going to SmackDown is The Miz. Daniel Bryan must still have some pull over there because he requested that The Miz come to SmackDown because they got a lot of unfinished business. I remember, you know, there was a couple of episodes on Talking Smack, you know, with Renee Young and Daniel Bryan, you know, and The Miz was on SmackDown as the Intercontinental Champion at time, and they interviewed him and he got in Daniel Bryan's face. And at the time, Daniel Bryan couldn't do a damn thing because, you know, he was injured and, you know, he didn't want to lose his job and all of that. But now that Daniel Bryan is off the shelf, back into the ring doing what he loved to do, you know that that's going to be a rivalry. That is going to be a rivalry ready to unfold as soon as SmackDown come on the air. I guarantee you, Miz is going to be the first one to come out there running his mouth. And then Daniel Bryan and then Paige, the new general manager of SmackDown Live, is going to make a match between Daniel Bryan and The Miz. I can't wait. I'm ready to see, you know, who's going to SmackDown. I'm ready to see where this thing's going to take off, you know. I can't wait. I think it's going to be dope. Y'all got any tips for me? Y'all got any questions for me? Y'all got anything you want to add on? By all means, add it. Give me some tips. Ask me some questions. I'm open for anything. You want to co-host with a brother? Hey, co-host with me, man. We can talk about wrestling, music, fashion, politics, success, whatever. You know, this podcast is not, I'm just not going to stick to one topic. I'm going to talk more than one topic. If it's on my mind, I got something to say, I'm going to say it. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Speaking Facts with your boy Angelo Ames. Yeah, man, hit me up. Y'all got something y'all want to say.